Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. So we see here that sometimes we have to sacrifice even the relationships that we have, don't we? You know, because of our beliefs, because of the direction we've chosen to take. Oh, you're going down the wrong direction. Actually, it's the direction of the Bible.
Amen.
And if you call that the wrong direction, then you're going in the wrong direction.
Amen.
Okay. You know, but there's times when we have these very close relationships, whether it's with family or maybe it's with friends who we would consider to be family, and they don't agree with us on our position on certain things. You know what? At the end of the day, we need to make the trade-off to say, hey, I'm going to choose Jesus over my family. I'm going to choose Jesus Amen. Over my friends. I'm going to choose Jesus over fame and fortune. Over the acclimates of whoever's in the world, I choose Jesus.
Amen.
I choose what Jesus says. Now, what we would hope is that our family would just join us. Amen?
That's right.
That they would come to the knowledge of the truths of this word. You know, people say, oh, you're in a cult. Well, look, if I'm proving to you from the Bible what the Bible says, and it jives with the Bible, you could compare scripture with scripture and see that it's true, then it's not cultish. Cultish is when you take one verse and build an entire doctrine that doesn't align with anything else in the Bible. You know, we have doctrines that we can clearly prove from the Bible, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, scripture with scripture. And if you deny that, then you're just denying the Bible. But at that point, you know, he said, I come to draw a line, bring a sword, not a piece. Okay, but a sword. Why? Because doctrine divides. People will say, you know, I can't be with you anymore. I can't talk to you anymore. You believe weird. You believe that God hates people and this whole subject about the sodomites. You know, at the end of the day, if they reject what you're saying from his word, guess what? You need to side with Christ.
Right.
You need to side with Jesus. You need to side with the word of God. You know, and you say, yeah, but they're all I have. Well, you know what? Once you give that up, God will give you so much the more.
Amen.
That is the trade-off
right.
that we need to make.